the Old Testament, Samuel 15:34. But if you return to the city and say to Absalom, I will be your servant, O king, as I have been your father's servant in the time past. So now I will be your servant. Then you will defeat for me the council of Ahithophel. The priests Zadok and Abiathar will be with you there. So whatever you hear from the king's house, tell it to the priests Zadok and Abiathar. Their two sons are with them, Zadok's son Amasar and Abiathar's son Jonathan. And by them you shall report to me everything you hear. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city just as Absalom was entering Jerusalem.
When David had passed a little beyond the summit, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of donkeys saddled, carrying 200 loaves of bread, 100 bunches of raisins, 100 summer fruits, and one skin of wine.
We're doing 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 17.
So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him.
For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we try to persuade others, but we ourselves are well known to God, and I hope that we are also well known to your consciences. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you an opportunity to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those questions who boast in outward appearances and not in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you.
For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new.
Our gospel reading continues through the Gospel of Mark. Today we pick up chapter 4, starting with the 26th verse. You may find it on page 38 of the New Testament. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day. And the seed would sprout and grow, and he does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.